You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Enbridge Oil Pipeline Line 5 stretches from Superior, Wisconsin to Sarnia, Ontario. It crosses the northern Wisconsin area into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and then under the Straits of Mackinac, which connects Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. The path of the 64-year-old pipeline also crosses the Bad River Reservation in northeastern Wisconsin. The Bad River Band Tribal Council has passed a resolution to not renew the easement for Line 5, and the council calls for the decommissioning and removal of the pipeline from the reservation. Robert Blanchard is chairman of the Tribal Council, and he joins us now. So what led to the council's decision here?
Well, as you said, the pipeline is 64 years old, and we have concerns with that because anytime you put metal underground and leave it there for 64 years, the chance of something happening is much greater as the years go by. And we have a lot at stake there, so we want to have it removed and taken out before something happens.
I read in an online article from Univision ABC News Fusion TV, it indicates Enbridge was surprised by your decision and indicated it had been working with the Bad River Band to maintain a safe pipeline, inspected every 5 years, thought they were in good faith negotiations with the council for renewal of the easement. What changed, if anything?
Well, the easement that we're talking about expired in 2013, and as you said, Enbridge claims they have been in negotiation with us since that time. Now, I've been chairman since November of 2015, and I have never been or sat into any negotiations with them regarding that issue. So I don't know where they're coming from with that.
Could you do me a favor? Could you describe the Bad River Reservation? Where is it, and what's the terrain like?
We're located in northern Wisconsin along the shore of Lake Superior. It's in Ashland County, Wisconsin. We're a reservation. We have about just over 124,000 acres within our boundaries. And we have the what we call the Bad River watershed, where the Bad River runs, and everything that runs into the Bad River runs into Lake Superior. So anything were to happen out there, we have a lot at stake. We have our hunting, we have our fishing, and our harvesting and collecting our medicine. That would be forever lost if we were to have an oil spill of any type out there.
Were you and council members affected by things like the Kalamazoo Enbridge oil spill and the concerns of other tribal groups, such as the ongoing protest by Native Americans to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline? Is there a larger awareness? Is that what led to this?
Well, I think, you know, the Dakota Access, we are in support of that. However, we have not been out there actively engaged in. I think we had some members go out there, but we do support them and their efforts. And like I said, 2013 was when the agreements expired. So we thought, you know, now is the time to do the right thing for our members.
Without your approval for renewal of the easement, what are the options left to Enbridge? In addition to that, are there really any legal obligations for them to remove the pipeline?
Well, that's something we're still looking at. I'm not prepared to make a statement on that end of it yet, but when we do figure that out, we will put that out there.
I expect you're going to be getting a call from Enbridge before too long. Do you expect the Bad River Tribal Council to possibly resume negotiations about the easement, or is that talk or that chance for talk over?
Well, I do expect we will be getting a call. I cannot answer or comment on what the council will do, but in my mind, I wouldn't think so. That we passed the resolution, and it is what it is.
So what's next then? Do we know?
That, like I said before, we're still weighing our options.
That is Robert Blanchard. He is chairman of the Bad River Band Tribal Council in Wisconsin. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.